Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Jude here. I just want to say thanks to you and the whole P-Tribe and the Beans for helping me to get through lockdown. It was fantastic to have you guys in my headphones in my ears, in my mind, thinking about things, laughing so much. It was awesome. So I've written you a Christmas song, and this is my 2021 in Canberra. Hope you enjoy it.
21 started great. Life echoed normal, had a drink with Kate. Got to go on a holiday, back in the office, and that was okay. Shops were open too, cafes and bars open too. 21 turned to shit. Delta came, it was the bits. Half the country went into lockdown. Zooms and Netflix and parked on the lounge. Masks and check-ins and walks. Masks check-in, so many walks. 21, spare a thought. Amazing healthcare workers taught us the meaning of sacrifice. While I was finding it hard to be nice, heroes saving our lives, true heroes saving our lives. 21, being apart from family and friends, but we can now read graphs. We slowed right down, and when things got tough, the P-Tribe showed us how to puff. Vaxxed, the new normal's here. The new normal is here. 21, let's be done. Let's get back to live shows and have some fun. Keep doing the things that make us strong. Finding everyone a place to belong. Peace be with you, peace have been with you. Canberra's sunny, light winds 22.
December the 25th, 2021.
And we're coming to you from the land of the Wurundjeri people.
Yes.
Hello, Mandy. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Kate. Merry, happy Christmas.
wow. you know, mediocre Christmas.
Yes, whatever Christmas it is, may it be a happy day for
yes,
you.
Yes, that's right. This is our special little episode we put out every year for the peas, just on a day where there's so many emotions. But we've decided today we're going to talk about the happy. Things that have made us happy, because it's been a bleak couple of years.
It really has, and we all know the issues and the struggles that can come along with Christmas. We've talked about it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
So we just thought we need a little bit of a boost, because that's how we feel.
Yeah.
We need a boost after 2 years of COVID.
Yeah.
So
tell us about the things you love about Christmas, Kate.
Okay. So I love Christmas. I'm a Christmas tragic. You know, some years I'll have four Christmas trees. I really love Christmas. What I really love about Christmas is gingerbread.
Yes.
That's my favourite thing about Christmas. So when number one daughter was, I think, 6 months old, a friend of mine sent me a cookbook from Canada, and it was so beautiful because it was just big Canadian trees with balls of lights in them and snow, and just the complete opposite of what
Australian
we
Christmas
have in Australia. But she had moved there. Her husband actually was the head of the NICU at the Toronto Hospital for Sick Children. So she sent me a Martha Stewart book, and it had a gingerbread recipe in it. And I couldn't quite get all the ingredients, so I sort of changed it up a bit and then changed it a bit more. And I have made gingerbreads every single Christmas since then. And they are the best gingerbreads.
The best. Molly, hands down, most favourite Christmas food.
And people say to me, oh, I don't like gingerbread. I'm like, just try one.
Try this one.
And it's really good, and they've brought me a lot of joy. When all of our twins turned two or three, I made everyone, like, if it was boy, girl, a blue one, a pink one, and two little pink girls. And when my babies were born, my beautiful friend Rachel made two little tiny gingerbread men, put them on like a white card with blue dots, and said their names and their birth date for me to hand out to people.
Because
she knew clearly I wasn't going to do it.
No.
So in the year that they were born and I did nothing for Christmas, I think we put up a tree very haphazardly. I was exhausted. The only Christmassy thing I did was make my gingerbread. Even the sound engineer said yesterday, when are you making gingerbread? Because obviously we're not recording this on Christmas Day.
That's right.
So soon my house will smell like it does today, with the smell of ginger.
Yeah.
And what about you, Mandy?
I love where I live, because we've got people that do Christmas lights.
Yeah.
So to be able to, even though I said the other week, you know, we have to look at the Christmas lights at 9 o'clock at night. I have an anti-snow policy, which is a problem.
It really
because
is.
A lot of decorations have snow, but I'm like, I've never had a white Christmas. No. I would like to go to one, don't get me wrong.
We're never going to have one
in
Australia.
But I'm never going to have
it's
one
summer.
Here. That's right. And so I am a fan of rustic greenery and
Santa in thongs.
Yeah, Santa in, all that kind
Beach
of stuff.
Cricket.
So, yeah, memories to me growing up is going to church the night before.
Right,
yeah. Or as a teenager, we would go to like 11:30 service.
Oh, really? We didn't do that.
Yeah, well, as a teenager, we did that. And I just remember thinking that was super special to be able to go to that. Mum must have been exhausted.
She must have
been. I know. So
probably had to come home after that and wrap another couple of presents.
I think probably in the 16 years I've been a mum, I probably am going to start to enjoy it from now on.
Yeah.
I think mostly it's just been exhaustion.
It
actually.
Is. Oh, it's exhaustion.
Yeah,
I think.
And it's trying to keep everybody happy. It's trying to
live up to an expectation.
Yeah, and get every present bought and ticked and make the food and get all the kids
so
to the schools
cooking.
And wear the T-shirt and bring the teachers presents and get the bus drivers at the special school a present. And, it's been frantic many
years.
It's
mental and physical load on steroids.
At the end of the school year, and it's hot.
Yes.
So a little bit more tiring. Anyway, these are the things we like about Christmas.
That's right. When Mandy and I were like, we're not going to talk about the weather, and I was thinking about that song where it says, the weather outside is frightful. And I thought, what's so funny is in America and the UK, it's because it's freezing cold. And here it's because it's 45 degrees.
Or you think it's going to be hot. You buy everyone new Christmas dresses and then it's 14.
I know. That's Melbourne. We love you. Or you're like, that one relative that's got the pool hasn't invited us over.
Yes.
There's nothing better than a hot Christmas day. Grown up sort of sitting around doing nothing, maybe a couple of the kids with you, and then the boisterous kids in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice, nice day.
Yeah. So, what do I love about it? I think I'm starting to love it.
Yeah.
I think that's the truth.
Oh,
I mean, I loved it as a child and I loved it. Yeah.
I think I love the build-up. I love the lights and the making things pretty. Christmas Day can be stressful, but I would say since my father's died, which, you know, is really triggering for me at Christmas, I've pulled back on my expectations of myself. And now I sort of enjoy that day
more.
When we were kids, we played cricket every single Christmas. We'd all get out on the lawn. Dad would mow a patch in a few days before Christmas for the, what's it called? The cricket pitch. And I just loved it. We'd smack it all around the yard. So Christmas really was about playing cricket, which is weird because we're not. I'm not a sporty person. But funnily enough, I had my work Christmas at my house a couple of years back and my brother was here and all the work boys were bowling underarm to me and he just yells at them, "She's smacking it everywhere. She's played cricket her whole life. Bowl over her."
That's fun.
Oh, dear. So hopefully today you've been able to put on some of your favourite Christmas carols, if that's a thing you do. I just love Paul Kelly's Who's Going to Make the Gravy. And I have often had a brother in jail over Christmas. But it's just everything. It's Australian and why are we making gravy and having a roast when it's 100 degrees? And, you know, it's just sense. Why do we embrace that tradition? All the rest of the traditions from the Europe and America we didn't embrace, but having a hot meal.
We were laughing yesterday with my sister Annalise because I said, we should do prawns. We've never done it because Mum always did a hot. She goes, oh, no, we don't know how to do that. We were laughing. Like every family has their things.
We do a hot meal come what may. So, and also if you have the ability to listen to Tim Minchin's White Wine in the Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy, that one. I sob, but I love it.
That is a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful, beautiful song. Yeah. So Paul Kelly's got a whole new Christmas album out.
Oh, does he? Because I was like, we need more Christmas albums. Paul Kelly's done with Bublé.
Oh, sorry, Michael.
But I've been, because I have Apple Music, so I've just been going to the Christmas section. It's good. Yep. It's satisfying.
Miff and
Zan.
Yeah, they're from Bang On, awesome podcast. They have, I think it's on Spotify, Christmas Jams That Don't Suck or Christmas something like that. And so that's in my playlist as well.
Okay, great.
But, you know, before we leave you and before we play a very special speak pipe, Mandy needs you to do something.
Settle in, people, because Early Childhood Mandy is going to read you a Christmas Day story. So sit back or put that AirPod in and run around the house and chase children or while you're
pretend
cooking,
you're going to have a poo.
And I'm just going to read you a little story that I got this year that I found off Instagram. It is called Mrs. Claus Does the Unthinkable.
Ooh,
it's a story about how Mrs. Claus nearly found her voice and how the world learnt her name.
Ooh,
written by Sarah Jane Edis, if that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, we'll put a photo up on
our Insta. Everyone's sitting still on their bottoms and you've got your hand, you've got the five L's, looking, lips locked, legs crossed, hands in lap.
Ears listening
and
I don't know
what else, just trying not to cry. Okay, here it goes. Hi, my name is Jessica Claus. You can call me Jess.
Mm.
There have been plenty of stories about Santa, but it takes a lot of people to make Christmas magical. Here is my story. It was 3 days before Christmas, and Jess Claus could see it was bad. It wasn't bad. Like Santa's usual sickness, where he would just walk around the workshop complaining that he was too old, too tired, and how he needed a protege. No, this time Santa could not get out of bed. Jess tried all her tricks. She made him special tea, lemon, honey, and a touch of sleep dust she got from the Tooth Fairy, soup with sprinkles of sympathy, and three, she even made him choc chip biscuits, his favourite. Nothing worked.
Oh, no.
So the next day, Jess called a meeting with the elves and the reindeers. Santa's very sick, she said. He won't be able to deliver the presents this year. Everyone gasped. In all the centuries of Christmas, this had never, ever happened. Are we cancelling Christmas, Mrs. Claus? Exclaimed Athel, a grumpy old elf who was head of production and was always formal and proper. No, said Jess, we must find a way. Maybe, she said slowly, I could do it. Everyone was silent. Then, this is a fantastic idea, shouted Effie. She was one of the smallest elves, but she had the biggest heart and one of the loudest voices. We all know Jess does a lot around here. She writes the list for who's naughty or nice. It was such a mess before. She's the only one who can unjam the wrapping paper without losing her temper. And, Effie continued, she makes sure we don't work too much overtime. Santa would make us work all night if he could.
Mm-hmm.
But not everyone liked this idea. The older elves were quite unhappy.
I could imagine.
Someone who isn't Santa drive the sleigh? It's unheard of, Athel said. Unthinkable, replied the others. There's a page
you have to see the
of
photo
grumpy,
of these
old, white
grumpy
men.
Old white men.
Jess, what? This is my favourite page. Jess wasn't worried. She did several unthinkable things most days. There is a picture of her with a gigantic hairdryer blowing snow away. She got straight to work. Jess got the list and checked it twice. She made sure the reindeers all had the latest update of Google Earth. She dusted off her running shoes and she tucked everyone in tight. After all, it was going to be a very big day tomorrow.
No.
There's a live on the TV. Breaking news, Santa can't deliver. Reports reveal. The next day was Christmas Eve. The news had spread that Santa was sick and that Mrs. Claus was stepping in. Newspaper headlines went like this. She's just going to take over. Can she do it? What will she wear?
Oh.
The last thing Jess wanted was for children to be worried. She had to let them know that Christmas was still coming, but how? She looked at the map of her journey and thought it over. She realised what she had to do. Jess recorded a special message, probably Instagram, Instagram stories probably, and that she knew could get around the world faster than Santa's sleigh. Mm. Hi, I'm Jess, and I want to let you know Santa doesn't bring magic to Christmas. Children do. Mm. It's your love and joy that make Christmas magical. You might be worried that I won't get to your house tonight, but I promise I will, because your hearts are full of love and courage. Mm. And love and courage are the first steps to make magical things happen. Just believe. And before you could say Merry Christmas, she was off around the world. Jess raced from street to street, suburb to suburb, town to town and country to country. The reindeers had never seen Santa move half as fast. Jess delivered presents down chimneys, through windows, past barking dogs and watchful cats. Excited reporters spread the word with happy headlines. She did it. Christmas has arrived. Jess Claus does the unthinkable. Love and courage saves Christmas. Finally, when the last present was delivered, she made her way back to the North Pole just as the sun was rising on Christmas Day. Santa greeted Jess with a cup of her special tea. There is just one last gift, he said to her. Look. Waiting for her were millions of messages of thanks and love sent from children all around the world. Oh, she said, that's the best present of all. And from that day on, Jess and Santa became partners in Christmas. Mm. And Santa never, well, almost never, complained again. And there are some questions in the back. And it says, what is fairness? Why do the older elves not want Jess to drive the sleigh? Is it possible to learn a new job? When things have been done the same way for a long time, can they be changed?
Yeah.
Why does the newspaper ask what will she wear?
Yeah.
And what is more important, how you look or how you act?
Oh, so
isn't that
great.
Awesome?
It's beautiful.
She is a woman in Sydney. She's a lover of Christmas. And she said growing up, her mum would wake up the household at 5 a.m. by yelling, Santa's been, because she couldn't contain her excitement.
Aww.
But Sarah wanted to create a book that celebrates women's tenacity.
Yes, Sarah.
Yes, they lacked the narrative about women in Christmas.
Yes, because you know what? Every woman listening, and hello, Gary and all the men, we do a lot.
Yeah, we do, a lot. Mostly we drive it,
yeah,
right?
Mostly we do.
Yeah, so there you go.
Thank you,
Mandy. I hope you like that story.
Thank you.
I loved it.
I love it too. All right.
So let's hear some show and tell.
This is a really good show and tell to leave you with on this beautiful Christmas day.
Hi, Peas. It's Molly here.
Hi, Molly. And
Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh. Hope you have a gin and tonic. all the parents.
I hope so too.
Merry Christmas. Enjoy presents, kids.
Yeah.
And eat lots and lots, kids, and be thankful for what you have.
Aww.
Okay, this Christmas this year has been a really tough year for basically everyone around Australia, around the world. Yeah. So bye.
Oh, Molly.
Oh,
that says everything.
It does actually.
Yep. So enjoy, and we will see you.
Get through the day.
Yeah.
And it's just one day.
Just one day.
Let the kids eat whatever they want.
Yep.
Let the rectum comments wash over you.
Yep.
And you can come back and tell us all about it next year,
yep.
Okay? So, yeah, just get through the day and just sit down and eat one bit of meal somewhere.
Yep, and one G&T.
Yeah, and one gin and tonic. That's
Look,
all Molly wants
said you
to
can.
Have. Anyway, have a wonderful day, everyone.
Yep, we
Bye.
Love you and we see you.
We see you today.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.